What's up, guys? Welcome to Kinda Funny's first impressions of Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind DLC. I'm Tim Geddes. This is the former informer, Imran Khan.
Howdy.
And the new face of video games with that fresh-ass haircut.
Yeah.
Blessing at AOEA Jr.
What up, what up?
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. How excited are you for this one, Bless?
Dude, I have no idea what's going on. I just wandered onto the studio, and somebody set up a mic, and I'm like, I guess I'm here now.
Here you are.
I wasn't even supposed to be here, but I'm here.
Have you finished KH3?
No, I've never even played KH3.
Okay.
I played and beat Kingdom Hearts 1. I played the first like 6 or 7 hours of Kingdom Hearts 2. Mm. I played
the rough parts.
I played some of Chain of Memories on the GBA back in the day.
Okay.
And I think that's about it. And so,
well, you're all cut up then. You'll be
yeah.
Yeah. No, you'll understand everything.
I am here for the ride. I'm here as the person that doesn't know what's going on.
A ride it definitely is, ladies and gentlemen. This is First Impressions, the show where we give you our first impressions of video games as they come out. We stream them live, playing, having a little fun. Mm-hmm. Imran, you've been playing this all morning.
Yeah.
And so now you're the one that's going to be driving this. You to play this DLC, you need to beat Kingdom Hearts 3
right.
and have a save file on the system of a completed game.
Right.
Right. And right now it's only on PS4, coming to Xbox next month,
mm-hmm.
which complicates things because I played on Xbox.
Yeah.
So you play it on PlayStation, you're playing today. What are your thoughts so far?
So far, and I've been warned about this, so maybe it does change in the future, but the DLC is not that great.
Hmm.
Like, the first, I've put about an hour and a half into it, and I've got, where we ended up actually starting the stream is the first time I actually get to run around and do things in the game. It's all been reused content so far. Like, the name Remind DLC, very literal.
Mm.
It's basically the end of the game again, except now from a different perspective, but not really that different.
It's still it's still Sora's perspective.
Right, yes.
It's just you kind of are seeing other fights that happened, even though like we knew they were happening in the original game.
Right.
But now you actually get to...
Yeah, like, so some of the stuff we skipped on was, like, when that initial big tornado attacked the entire group at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah. Which, like, yeah, let's be honest, that was hype.
That was a cool moment.
Fuck, man. Donald being there, just, like, essentially sacrificing himself, but not really.
Wait,
but, like, it seemed like he did. Oh, my God.
He was fine.
So we should probably notify people that we're getting into Kingdom Hearts 3 spoilers.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it's not obvious.
This absolutely. DLC takes place after the end of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, so, like, literally the last, like, 2 hours of the game. It's during that, and then it also has some other stuff. And
it's
some
kinda,
alternate.
It's after that, but also during it, it sort of goes back in time. Like, they even poke fun at it at one point. He says, like, oh, you think you're the only person who can go back in time?
You'd be wrong.
So this it feels more like a remix than new content, is what you're saying?
It feels more like a remind than new content,
oh.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, so that's the thing. Have you played... You've obviously played a lot of Kingdom Hearts games
mm-hmm.
in the past. Have you gone back and done the final mixes?
I did the final mix of 2, yeah.
Okay. Because, like, this is kind of a Kingdom Hearts thing, where they go back and add a whole bunch. Like, Final Fantasy does it as well with the international versions, where they'll kind of, like, it'll come out in Japan, then come out in America, then they'll release another version in Japan that's based on the American version with some added things on top of it, right?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, I feel like, takes that a step further. That adds a lot more story beats and usually a ton of, like, optional bosses that are the challenging parts,
yeah.
the real core combat stuff.
Yeah, and there's a decent number. Apparently, those are in this game, or this DLC as well.
Yeah.
They also went back and redid some old cutscenes, but they didn't... Like, it's new music and better lighting. It's not like a story exposition kind of thing.
Mm.
So we'll start...
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
The music is amazing in
yes.
this game. Fantastic, top to bottom. I did watch the... The 22-minute intro to this game, and it got me right
fly?
Back in the movie.
Yes,
yeah, motherfuckers.
What?
So
yeah,
when did that happen?
Since 1, man.
Wait.
Pan.
Oh yeah, that's true. Actually.
All right. Which one should we go help, Mickey or Riku? Riku.
Don't ask stupid questions. Go help Mickey.
Okay.
This guy's sword is absurd.
I'm using
the Keyblade.
Yes.
Okay?
The Keyblade.
Kevin, may your heart be your guiding key.
So I'm using a level 99 Sora, and I have all the weapons. So we're primarily going to be using Ultima Sword, but I think they just gave me the Oathkeeper. I leveled it up all the way.
Hell yeah.
You couldn't get to level 100, huh?
You can't let you get to level 100.
Oh.
99 is where it stops. Unless the DLC added something.
Was there anything as incredible as when Mickey shows up for the first time in KH2 with the dual keyblades and you're just like, this is hype as hell?
I was like, this is ridiculous.
So I actually had that, like, ruined for me a little bit. Not ruined, but, like, I died at a boss and then there's a percentage chance Mickey shows up to save you.
Yeah.
So, like, you come in, like, I was like, holy shit, what's happening? Mickey's here. And he's like,
that happened to me.
You're
too.
Playing as him and kicking ass.
So I started playing Kingdom Hearts 2 for the first time. I want to say this last year, actually, like in 2019, because I had the 1.5 plus 2.5 HD remix for PS4. And I had that thing happen where I died at like an encounter, and Mickey comes through and just fucks shit up, and I'm like,
it's awesome.
What?
Like, Kev, the Mickey in KH2 is essentially Yoda in Episode 2.
Yeah, Yoda, actually.
But
cooler. Episode 5.
No, not cooler.
Or two. Well, are you talking about like the way he like flips and does?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, I'm pretty sure that was like direct influence.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nomura just went batshit insane, right?
Yes. And if we get to it, there are like definite things I've read about for this DLC that are literally insane. Like, they're not just weird things. They're, why are you still fixated on this kind of thing?
I just like Kingdom Hearts just from the outside looking in, how ridiculous things kind of become.
I mean, it's funny because I feel like a lot of people can say, like, oh, it's so anime, right? This is so beyond that.
Yes.
Like, this is so Kingdom Hearts, where it's its own unique thing. I love it, though, man. Mm-hmm. Like, there's such a vibe to it. It's absurdism.
Yeah. If you had to get rid of the anime parts of Kingdom Hearts or
the Disney
parts, which would you get rid of? It has to be one.
Here's the problem with that. Obviously, I'm here for the Disney stuff. I love the Disney stuff.
Do they not have voices?
Yeah, is there something wrong with the settings right now?
They were talking earlier in the game, in the DLC.
I'm sure it's an audio issue with the PS4. God damn.
Do they hear stuff, though?
No, nobody hears that.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
You have to... What's the fix for this? I think you have to go and tell it to switch over the audio settings.
Right. To answer your question, though, playing through Kingdom Hearts 3, I would give up the Disney stuff. Because I feel like this game was at its best and was actually a really great game when it was focusing on the story it was trying to tell.
Right.
And the Disney stuff not only distracted from that, it always has in the various Kingdom Hearts games, but I feel like in 3, it was supposed to be the finale. It was supposed to be like closing up a lot of story threads, and you don't really do that until this stuff in like the last couple hours of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I feel like this DLC is supposed to be given more of that the story elements we're looking for with less of the Disney stuff.
Yeah, I would probably like. I'm more invested in the story. Like the Disney parts were probably the weakest parts of this game in some respects.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Frozen world was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Toy Story world was amazing, but that's the part where they get the most Kingdom Heartsy with it.
I thought Toy Story world was amazing in terms of story. In terms of gameplay, I really didn't like the amount of times it forced you to use a gameplay style that this game doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting in the mechs and stuff, like the toy mechs, it just didn't feel good. You know? The combat in this game feels so good and fluid. It's like, I just want to do that more.
Let's start over. Okay.
At some point, we should try restarting the PS4.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Over here. Do you want to just do that now before we go deeper into it? Because I'm not sure when the next time we save is.
Yeah, sure.
I could do the voices if y'all want, or we could just restart the
PS4. Yeah, let's try restarting the PS4.
Okay, give me one
go
second.
On. Oh, wait, no, that's a different game.
So what do you think that it's missing for you so far?
New content, basically. Like, this is a expensive DLC. This is $30. And, like, it starts, it's like, okay, this picks up right where Kingdom Hearts 3 ended, to the point where, like, literally the last cutscene they play again, and just what does Sora do after that? But I figured it would be like, oh, here's a new world where Sora is going to. Instead, it's like, hey, what if we just sent you back to the thing you've already seen, and you can look at it from a different perspective. See what's in Aqua's heart. It turns out what's in Aqua's heart is Dark Aqua. Like, it's that same boss fight over again in the same place. Exactly as strong, too. I wiped her out in, like, 2 seconds.
Wow.
Do you know how long it's supposed to be?
No idea. People have finished it. Like, the DLC came out at midnight last night.
And people have already finished it?
Yes. So it's a DLC.
I feel like we kind of knew going in that it wasn't going to be that lengthy. Because I feel like a lot of the length comes with the bosses and, like, the more challenging sides to it. But this is also, you need to have beaten the game. For a lot of people playing this, they've not only beaten it, they've gotten to level 99 and they've like kind of like upgraded all the stuff. So it's like, how much of a challenge are the boss is really gonna, you know, present you?
Does it at least feel like it's serving some kind of purpose, this DLC? Like, is the purpose is like to recontextualize the ending we've already gotten?
Can you delete one of those? Like Chloe.
Maybe when the TV screen stops flipping off. Anyway.
Oh, sorry. I guess you can't.
The Cinephile guy is saying that the...
we're not streaming right now, right, Kevin?
They can't see it.
Okay.
We are streaming.
Okay.
Yeah, Cinephile guy says that the second half of the DLC is much stronger than the first half.
Okay. That's good to know. Might be for a slightly more boring stream for us, but...
Morgan Highslip says, I'm level 99 and I'm having a hard time with the bosses.
Okay.
So it's good to know. So hopefully it's just the beginning, kind of like needs to take some time to like contextualize things in the way that Kingdom Hearts does.
Yeah, people who like other fans and other people who have gotten codes and bought the game were like, they were messaging me this morning saying like they were really disappointed. So I'm heartened to know that it's better further on.
Tim, how much did you like Kingdom Hearts 3?
I really enjoy Kingdom Hearts 3, but I couldn't rationalize saying that it's good. You know, it's like it's the game has so many flaws.
Is it that type of game though? I feel like this kind of strikes me almost like Death Stranding, where it's like there's a certain audience for that game, whether or not like people want to say it's good or bad. Like, it might be hitting with the people that it's hitting with people with. And Kingdom Hearts more so is almost more about fandom than it is about quality.
That's true, but it doesn't need to be true. Kingdom Hearts 2 plays great, or at least it played great at the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like 3 should have done that and been that modern experience that I was looking for, especially with how long the development cycle was for the game. But more than that, it's like the quality of it should come from the storytelling, where the fandom side of stuff, I feel, was where the game failed the most. It didn't answer the questions I was looking to be answered, and I feel like it rushed... The elements they did well were super rushed. Like, the 1,000 Keyblades flying around in the tornado and stuff. That stuff was so freaking cool.
Yeah.
But it took 20-something hours to get to that. And those 20 hours, there were very few elements that were as exciting. And I feel like the end of the Toy Story world, like, when we start seeing the Yozora stuff, like, that was cool. But then you don't see that. Then you just go to Monsters, Inc. world for a while, and it's just like, what are we doing here?
It's also, it was like 15 years, and then they... follow up that 15-year wait with lowering the stakes. Because the main plot of that game is, oh yeah, just do something else while the rest of the team works on the main story stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like I understand why they wanted to do that, because they didn't want to involve every Disney world as part of the main story, but the ones that were the best worlds.
Yeah. No, totally. It was many bizarre choices made.
Yes.
And it felt like they kind of did the thing where they depowered Sora going into this game, and you kind of like have to... The main plot of 3 is like working through of Sora being like, do I have it in me? Am I special?
Oh.
And it's just like, yo, we know you are. There's been like 3,000 games at this point.
Yeah.
Somebody contextualized the franchise in a way I'd never thought about it, where they're like, the games that aren't numbered aren't spinoffs. It's like MCU movies, where it's like they are the solo movies and the numbered ones are like the Avengers movies. Mm. And it's like, I buy that, but Kingdom Hearts 3 then should have been Endgame, and it wasn't.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. This feels more Age of Ultron than Endgame, where it's like, it was good, but it's like, it also opened up like too many doors to bizarre things.
Did it end with like cliffhangers and like questions?
We're also having a lot of trouble getting this thing to load right now.
Yeah.
Great.
Is the game just not opening?
I think it's just stuck on the loading art.
Well, the first time we got it on, this also took a long time.
Okay. So we'll just leave it.
Let's
just see what it does. There we go.
There it is. There it is.
Kiyun, you're in the chat, says Remind is a better deal than a Final Mix.
I've said that
a lot. It's $30 versus $60, and like, you don't have to replay through the entire game again. But I still like, it's still better deal than a Final Mix, but a worse deal than most DLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $30 does seem pretty steep.
Yes, and it's $40 with the concert, which. We're not going to do for YouTube reasons, but it is a thing that exists. If you want to see a Kingdom Hearts concert, you can.
And it's dope as hell.
Yeah.
Wait, is it like a video, or like, what do you mean concert?
It's a video, yeah.
Oh. Can you just not watch that on YouTube?
I mean, I'm sort of taking it down. I'm sure they're very aggressive in taking it down.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's accessible through the...
So there's a precedent for what Remind is. Like, it's not like just an out of the blue, like, oh, here's $30 DLC that's after the game.
I mean, there's a precedent for it, but not like this. Like, it was never like a DLC before.
It's like how Pokemon...
It didn't actually, like...
Great.
It's It's essentially like how Pokemon is doing, instead of...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're doing
it's
a DLC.
It's very similar. Instead of having the third version of a Pokemon game, you're just... It's going to be DLC that you can get.
Gotcha.
What's up,
what
Andy?
What is happening
Dude,
right
this
now?
This is so weird. So earlier, Imran logged into this PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now, when we rebooted it, it didn't have Imran's login. So he had to re-log in. And now he has to re-download the
save files.
Save files. What is going on, PlayStation?
Gaming, man.
Remember how Greg is always like, I won't go into PC gaming because it's too complicated?
There are like 15 accounts on this PS4.
True.
Everyone's going to go home is going to have Tim save on it. It's like, whoa, he played on Xbox.
Deadly Sin 12 says, after playing the story part of the DLC, I can say it did nothing for me, but the bosses are as fun as Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix.
Okay, that's good
honestly,
to know.
Honestly, like, that's really what this DLC needs to accomplish is, I think, having super fun bosses and a good amount of them. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, it does need to have the story elements. And if he's saying that it's not hitting on that level, that's I think, major misstep for this franchise and the future of this franchise,
mm-hmm.
which we know is coming soon on mobile devices.
We talked about that earlier today on KFGD. How do you guys feel about that? Because it was hard for, I think, me or Greg to have a take on it. Like, somebody was like, how does this affect Kingdom Hearts fans? Or how would you feel about this? And I was just like...
I can't imagine...
I don't know, man.
I can't imagine people being excited about this.
For Project Xehanort?
Yeah.
Even though it's all about Xehanort?
I don't need to know. Like, it's, for me, you say a Kingdom Hearts mobile game is coming, and it's me just going like... Okay, that's just one thing I'm going to miss when they reference it in a new game.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's fine, I guess. Like, I don't need to know everything, but there's stuff in this game that I didn't recognize, and I played every game except for one, the mobile game.
Yeah. Union Chi.
And then I went back after Kingdom Hearts 3, and I downloaded that mobile game, and it had things like, hey, if you came here from Kingdom Hearts 3, you need to work up to episode or level 135 to get to that content. And I'm like, no. I'm good.
I'll watch the movies. Or not.
I'll just read on a wiki whatever the fuck I missed.
Have you played as Kyrie yet?
No.
Okay.
When I say literally everything I've done so far has been from Kingdom Hearts 3, I mean literally everything.
Got it.
What is Kingdom Hearts? Why are there caveman paintings?
This is their Instagram. Instead of hashtags, they have the little...
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? That brings it all back for me.
They should have like...
is this supposed to be like from the island?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. When they were kids. Yeah.
Destiny
they were
island.
Feeding each other papaya fruit.
That makes more sense. I was thinking Super Mario Stars,
like
but
stars,
that makes
yeah.
more sense.
They look like stars.
Let me just drop pow-pow
fruit. it's the fruit you eat with someone to be locked into their destiny forever, Tim.
Yeah,
how
man.
Could you not know?
How
Wait,
not?
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so we're back.
We're back here. Let's hope sound works this time. Or voices work.
All right.
If they don't,
if not, we might just roll with it.
Yeah, Andy, you'll have to...
Andy will dub in the voices.
Yeah. Oh. It's a pretty game. Like I've always
thought
it was
pretty.
Yeah, I was
gonna say, this looks
beautiful. Like, sometimes when we get close to the characters and you see their faces, it looks a little dead.
Yeah.
But overall, like I've always been a fan. Like yeah, like that.
The only thing I think is weird with the faces is when you like see Sora's lips. No, this sounds still not working. Whatever.
Fuck. That's so upsetting.
But like when you see Sora's,
I did forget to say this game was provided to us by Square.
Yeah.
A loud alarm would have done the job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm guessing it's coming out
everywhere
like,
but cutscenes.
I'm guessing it's supposed to be coming out of like a center channel that's
for some reason not registering through.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm. There we go.
So, Andy, give us your best reads. Why
are we laughing? Could you name all of them?
Absolutely.
All the organization members?
Yeah.
Luxor is that guy.
Yep.
No, that has an X in the name. Right?
They all have X's, yeah.
Yeah.
We already know something.
Oh!
Marluxia, Larxene.
Bismarxy.
I love the chaos of the combat.
Yeah, like
yeah,
honestly,
like it looks crazy, but you feel in control.
Whoa.
And like that's something I enjoy about Kingdom Hearts 3 specifically.
So granted, I did just like wail at nothing for like 4 seconds.
What happened to his clothes? Was he always wearing that?
No, you change based on like what Keyblade you're using and like what different form
cool.
you have.
I mean, yeah, it's like anime. Like it's like it's like when Goku turns Super Saiyan and he has yellow hair. Except here's an outfit.
Yeah, but like that's the jump. Jump.
I don't know, man. I like it when anime characters are like, "Oh, I'm powerful," and all of a sudden they're wearing different clothes.
Yeah.
I wish I had that power.
You were born for these sorts of games.
All of a sudden, like, once I get stronger, I get fresher at the same time.
Oh, yeah, this thing that I didn't explain in the actual game.
Yeah.
Maybe you get to explain this DLC.
A wild card. You've earned it.
So this guy's your friend now?
It's unclear.
Beat the friendship
Hang on to it.
It is. It's vague.
Could turn the tables.
Did he just die? Is he dying right now?
I mean, not really.
He'll die, but he'll return to being a human.
We're just guys.
Oh, good. We helped him.
Yeah.
I should like that very much, Sora.
Disc Bucky says they can hear the audio even in cutscenes.
Okay.
Wait, they can?
They can.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Who gives a shit?
Wait, yeah. No, they can't. He's fucking lying. I can hear what they hear. They're for sure not hearing the cutscenes.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Okay.
Andy Cortez saying you are a liar, sir.
Tim, let me write his name down.
The Mighty Mike coming in here backing up Andy. Yeah. What's the matter? Oh yeah.
Yes, they get can a Mickey. Hear music. We can all
get
hear
some
music.
Faith Folly.
The fuck is happening?
It's Mickey Mouse.
Yo, video games are great. They let them do this to
What's
this,
up,
to
Greg
the
Miller?
Characters.
Give me 1 second. Greg Miller, you're live on the Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind stream. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm watching the stream at home, and I wanted to let you know this little piece of shit is lying to your fucking face. We can't hear any of the dialogue. Andy's got to get his shit together. This is what he was born for.
You were born for it, Andy. Thanks, Greg.
I didn't ask for your garbage opinion. How's my hair standing up this way? I lost to a bunch of losers like you.
This one's a girl, right?
Yes.
Could be worse. Become that geezer's heart tank? No thanks.
Oh, this is a thing that we're not going to be able to like listen to, but they redubbed, because Rutger Hauer died before in the last, like, since Kingdom Hearts 3 came out.
Yeah.
So they redubbed Xehanort as Christopher Lloyd, like, through the entire game.
No way, really?
Yeah, on KH3 and in the DLC.
Wow.
So, like, that's two Xehanorts that have died. It's been Leonard Nimoy and Rutger Hauer. So, Christopher Lloyd,
wow,
I guess, is
kiss of death,
kind
of
cursed.
Oh, man.
No!
Rule of threes.
Oh, that's a cool stance. Scythe.
I hope they give him. I know they're going to give him real.
So Chuck Butarski in the chat says they didn't replace his voice in the main game.
Oh, they didn't.
It's just in the DLC.
Okay,
because so it's just in the DLC bits where they do the same shit.
What's up with the scythe with rose petals?
That's what I'm saying.
Ass shit, dude.
So all the organization people are like Final Fantasy job classes. So he's whatever a scythe.
I did not know that.
Yeah, like there's the bard and the.
Whoa.
The gambler. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Everybody gets their moment.
I mean, it is the end of the game. Like, that's the thing. Is like, this was kind of, you face all of them, and like, they do have.
I kind of want to skip past some of the stuff, because this is just the end of the game.
Is that a real laugh?
Wait, so you've done all this before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
My heart. Like, I don't know why I immediately think of in the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall where the guy does the vampire, ooh, the Dracula voice.
Yeah. My heart.
It's pretty good, Kev.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Like, he had a really cool boss fight gimmick in Final Mix 2 that was like, you could only take, I think, 100 hits from him, period. And it didn't matter what your health was, you could never cure it. If you took more than 100 hits, you'd die.
Hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Our boy, I Mickey dig it.
Oh, Sora, huckle after Zimus. Oh, you go find the others.
There's always like effort noises in anime.
Kingdom Hearts is. I
can't believe this fucking flying shit.
I can believe
like it's not. You don't get it until pretty late in the game, in each game, but yeah.
What?
It's a really fun mobility.
So
it
just
thing,
like you don't get it at the beginning. That sucks.
Yeah, in the first game you learn it from Peter Pan.
Of course, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. What's this guy's name?
But you can.
That's
play...
Ansem.
That's Ansem.
Yes.
Jesus. Who's Xemnas?
Xemnas is the nobody form of Ansem.
Yeah.
Because it has the X.
Dude, KH1 Riku, I love his freaking design. I don't like this guy. It's like, look at me. I have my little plaid shirt. No, get out of here.
His weird motorcycle keyblade.
Riku.
I do like that.
Yeah. It's just a sword.
Sora.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, prefer. Three more people who we have to...
Leave it to me.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh.
Whoa.
There you go. Now you're
doing... That was hot.
Now you're doing the same bullshit, but just a
slightly different guy.
Hey, that's pretty cool, though.
Also, I'm way weaker.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Because I'm not my level 99 Sora.
I'd watch the mess out of a Kingdom Hearts anime. As I'm watching this, I'm like, yo, I don't want to play this, but I want to watch this.
There was a show pitched at one point. It was going to be made, like, in America. But I think Disney executives put the kibosh on it because they didn't want Donald and Goofy beating up people.
Mm.
Makes sense.
Cowards.
Remember when Goofy died but didn't actually die in Kingdom Hearts 2?
Yeah, he got hit in the head with a rock, and Mickey's like, I'll get revenge. And then, like, runs off.
That shit was legitimately insane. Man, he kicked my ass in Kingdom Hearts 1 so bad, yes. So many times.
Riku?
And there was an unskippable cutscene towards the end of the game that was before it that lasted like 6 minutes.
Yes.
God. So every time you died, you had to re-sit through the cutscene. Oh my God.
This is straight up just like the E3 trailers, like with the sound all weird.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, you're
or
right.
Or like that one Mummy trailer.
They're
that
like,
was like,
hey, you know, this isn't a problem we're having. They were just like, we decided. Everybody loved it so much in the E3 trailers, the DLC.
And there were like six of them. It was like one at every conference. Like, it was like a fucking one at Ubisoft's conference or something.
Dude, I respect it though. Like, I just imagine they didn't tell any of the other console
owners. Is this like the sixth bad guy we've met?
There's 13 of them, Kevin. It's not Organization 6. It's Organization 13.
Oh my God.
It's the 13 darknesses versus the 6 lights?
7.
7 lights.
Why are there so many, like, less lights?
Because it's 20. So that's a nice round number.
That could be true. That's why I'm laughing.
It really could be, yeah.
I look over at Kevin. I've never seen him laughing that heartily. Oh, man. Tyler 1700 says, which story do you like more, Metal Gear or Kingdom Hearts?
Metal Gear. By a mile.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Like, they all go like weird ways, but Metal Gear goes like a more coherent weird way.
That's the thing. Metal Gear's convoluted but coherent when you actually try to follow it through. Kingdom Hearts is just convoluted.
Yes.
And it used to be so simple and clean.
Oh, and Riku doesn't have a glide. I don't like this at all.
Why are you still playing as him?
You can't change back yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
And also, I want to play the new thing.
Yeah.
Which is,
How does it feel different at all?
It feels... No, I'm still just, like, dodging and mashing, but I'm also not doing a great job, so maybe I'm not doing it right.
Do you have a block?
If you stand completely still and hold press square.
This guy's eating your lunch, Imran.
He's nearly dead.
Panzer G2 says none of that applies to Metal Gear Solid 5. I'll give you that. That is correct.
5 is weird.
5 jumps the shark story-wise.
It's coherent, though.
Yeah, it's just not as much story, and at the end it's like, whoa, all right, interesting route you chose.
But it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start skipping these.
It's like a different perspective of Ocelot's story, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
It's just as long as we understand and admit that we all like dumb bullshit.
Yes.
And we all like different forms of dumb bullshit. This is some dumb bullshit, but I like other dumb
bullshit. Yeah, I like this, honestly.
But we can agree that this is a little bit dumber than most bullshit. Like, it sounds like you guys agree with that shit, too. Like,
yes, but I also appreciate what the dumb bullshit that this does offer. And while I wish that it perhaps was dumber in some ways and less dumb in others, I appreciate what it is.
Yeah, I've always respected Kingdom Hearts. And I'm always like, I've liked Kingdom Hearts. I just could never commit myself to Kingdom Hearts because at a certain point I was like, I want to understand what I'm
I just want to see what like what a Kingdom Hearts reboot could look like if you just totally start over and actually have a integrate the Disney stuff better.
I don't think you could, though. I feel like if you try to reboot Kingdom Hearts, somehow it just gets connected to this one, and it's like, oh, no, it really it's just another timeline.
It'll be Days of
and
Future
then they
Past.
Start, yeah, it'll be Days of Future Past, but somehow they'll still loop it around so that it's still the main game, even if it's a reboot.
Days of Future Past was someone going back in time to deal with shit, right?
Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's, yeah. That is his game. Yeah, that's his DLC.
Yeah. It also kind of was the 3DS one, right? Dream Drop Distance.
No, that was them going to dreams. Totally.
Like, I know nobody
learned the power of waking, which they did not. Which Riku
the
learned,
power
but Sora.
Of waking, you're right.
Which, like, this game was Yen Sid telling Sora, "Go learn the power of waking. We need you to learn that before you go any further." Then he's going around not learning it, and at some point he just gets involved with the main plot anyway.
Dude, the point when, like, I forget where it was. I think it was after Toy Story World, where they're in the ship, and Donald's just like, "Are you going to be okay?" And it's like he essentially just like has a moment of character growth just because he said he did. He's just like, you know what? I do believe. You're like, all right, Sora, good for you. Is he still Haley Joel Osment?
Yes.
Didn't
adult man Haley Joel Osment.
Now, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but I'm going to shoot my shot.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Sweet Life of Zack and Cody in this game?
No.
Like, aren't one of the Zack or Cody voices?
Oh, maybe the voices? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, that is, I mean, it's not that that's a spoiler.
Okay.
But
I saw something on Twitter about it.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's somebody. He's not
now,
a nobody.
Speaking of somebody,
he might be a nobody. I'm not going to.
I was going to say. So I know
otherwise.
That nobodies are a thing in this game. Are there somebodies?
Yes. Right?
Not that I recall.
Aren't the regular people somebodies?
We're all somebody to somebody.
Oh, shit, you're Aqua now.
Yeah. Is
I looked away for one second.
Is that new or? I don't recall.
You didn't play as Aqua in 3. You played her as
you played
her
against
in 2.9.
In the Vanitas fight. So I remember
did you
saying this
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Did you say 2.9?
I did say yes. 2.9.
Okay, I don't even
a fragmentary
know.
Passage
yeah.
that's surrounded by tildes.
Mm-hmm.
Was that better than 2.8?
2.8 was like a collection.
Was
No, I know.
Wait, was it? 2.8, was that not the
2.8 was a collection that came with an Aqua side story.
That was yeah. 2.9, right?
It was called 2.9.
A fragmentary. No, point.
No, 2.9 was that dumb bullshit they started this game with.
You're right. It was 2.8, and then it was 0.2 of fragmentary passage.
Man, I'm way too stoned for this, guys.
Is Blessing just walking? Okay, I thought you were just like, no, I'm done.
I thought about
Where
it.
Where does Terra end up in this one?
He's fine after this.
Okay.
I should have just chosen Sora, but...
Man, I will never forget the like teaser video at the end of Final Mix 2. That where they're in this area, the end of the unknown
hey,
or
dude,
whatever.
For reals, that was crazy.
And they're fighting with all the Keyblades, and it's Aqua.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Roxas? No, not Roxas. Fucking Terra and Ventus, right? And they're all flipping around and shit. Cool as hell.
I believe you, Tim.
You could have made
cool.
up all those
it
names,
cool.
and I would have been
real,
like,
man.
I believe it.
Yeah, everyone here is a chat. They're backing me up.
Okay,
they're backing
those are
me
all,
up.
Those are
it's Terra.
Yeah.
I thought Terra was.
But it was like the thing that was teasing Birth by Sleep.
Also, Hironobu Sakaguchi was their teacher. What's his name? The Keyblade Master.
Oh, yeah?
He was modeled after Sakaguchi.
I love that.
Seems like some people want to watch the new cutscenes.
Yeah, James also.
They're not new though. These are the old.
James also is saying there is a new cutscene.
Oh, here. Is there? Okay, we're missing. All right, then I'll leave those on. I just figured with the lack of audio.
They just want to hear Andy. Really, is what it is.
Okay. I also want to hear Andy. So.
The Keyblades all flying like that. I love it, man. It's so cool.
I was gonna say that does look cool.
Like that was what was in the trailer that I'm talking about back in 2006 or whatever the hell.
It's like some Harry Potter shit, dude.
Like, the thing I do appreciate about Kingdom Hearts, and the reason why, like, I've always kind of had a fondness for Kingdom Hearts, even though I've not really been...
You didn't commit?
Yeah, I didn't commit, is that there's a magic to Kingdom Hearts. Like, it's almost like...
It's Disney magic.
Yeah, it's Disney magic combined with, like, anime magic to make its own, like, unique combined magic.
That somehow is lesser than?
Is it, though?
I think it is.
I feel like it's just, it's, like, different and unique. Like, it's almost like a side magic.
Yeah, I just feel like Kingdom Hearts, at least to me, doesn't have enough highs of like the let's go get hype moments that anime of this ilk should have. Okay. There are a couple of them for sure, but then there's a lot more other stuff.
I think I like the I like the idea of Kingdom Hearts so much that I don't want to play it. Maybe that's what it is. Because like when I started playing Kingdom Hearts 2 and I got 6 or 7 hours into it, at a certain point I was just like, I'm not really having fun, but I appreciate this so much that I kind of just don't want to end up like not liking it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to like bounce out.
Kingdom Hearts 2 for its time was fantastic.
Okay.
And it felt great and the combat system was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's hard to go back
to. Yeah.
I mean, Kingdom Hearts 2 had such an amazing combat system because it had kind of I keep forgetting his name. I want to say it was Nozomi. And he was the primary designer of that combat system. He's been working on FF7 for like the last 5 years. So that's going to be great. But 3 kind of lacked for his, you know, for his lack of knowledge or for his lack of being there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he didn't work on 3.
He did not work on 3. And 3 is fine. 3
it's
is
fine.
Like,
it's
just
like,
not as good as 2.
Yeah, exactly.
You define me, Sora.
The same way the Ventus does.
Yeah, everyone's Sora. That's the other part of this series.
Never mind. I don't want to know.
I retract my previous statement.
What the fuck's going on with that dude?
He's also Sora.
Because I am darkness, and I do stand by yourself.
All 3 of the people in this scene are Sora in some way or form. Like, through hearts joined together, yeah.
Well, he's got...
All right, I'm going to head out.
but like, so this isn't Ventus, though, right? This is, like, Ventus's shadow?
No, this is Ventus. You're thinking of Roxas.
No, that's Roxas.
This is Ventus.
Wait, okay, no,
wait,
sorry.
So Ventus is the original guy who is, I guess, technically not Sora.
Okay, but this guy, though. The guy on the left.
No, that's Vanitas.
Shut the fuck up. There's no way.
Wait, please tell me you made that up.
No. Vanitas is a totally different character.
Than Ventus?
Who is...
Is he Ventus's nobody?
He's not his nobody. He's his heartless, I think. Or he was... What happened...
His darkness.
When Xehanort split up Ventus, or tried to save Ventus from the darkness of his heart, Vanitas was created. And so he's been working... Yeah.
My exact reaction.
That PR guy says, does Tim know anything? I'm just going to say I don't. You know what I mean? I'm not even trying to front
here's
here.
The thing,
I beat this game. I've beaten almost every fucking Kingdom Hearts game, and I could not tell you shit.
I don't know that I know anything. Like,
you just dropped Vanitas.
Yeah, I know some names, but I don't know... Like, if I could... be totally wrong on any of these explanations.
Who provided this game to us, by the way?
Square Enix did.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Nice.
I got a timer going.
Fantastic.
Kind of late, but...
Yeah, it was 18 minutes, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to come complain it.
Good in gaming clipped out. Us having that breakdown. Thank you.
Good. I definitely want to rewatch it.
You gonna use that icy slider?
Actually, why not?
Hell yeah.
So, what's the circle you're fighting in? Is that does that mean anything, or is that just,
no?
Is that just game design?
Game design.
Okay. Oh, it's like a magic circle. Okay.
I mean, like, when we finish this battle and we go back to this, it's not going to be
there. It's going to disappear. Yeah. Well, for a second I thought it was made of rocks or something, or, like, it was indented into the actual ground, so I was like, oh, it must be something lore-wise, but...
No. Kingdom Hearts has some good combat environments, like the end of 2, with, like, that big white space where you're fighting Xemnas.
Oh, yeah. I like the last part of 2 where you're kind of going through fighting the organization members, like whatever. Was that Castle Oblivion?
Yes.
That you're in? I like the design of that.
You heard that too, Kevin?
Yep.
Castle Oblivion?
Yep.
Aqua. Ven. Terra, please.
Venmo. PayPal.
Oh, they do go to an effort to explain this next thing that's about to happen.
Every time I see Terra, I keep thinking Teen Titans.
Yeah, Terra rocked.
Yeah. Loved her character.
Are these the chains of memories?
No, I don't call him that, but I would bet. I would bet, like, there's some Nomura interview in, like, an Ultimania book somewhere. It's like, yeah, they were trapped by the chains of memories. It all comes back together.
You have to fight the darkness.
Now, when they say darkness,
he smiles.
Do they mean that metaphorically or literally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You have no power
what
over
is he
me.
Doing?
He's like an orchestra, like conductor.
Stop, Tara. Please stop.
Honestly, the no voice is adding like a
Please,
level.
Please, this is really embarrassing. Farewell. Ah, no!
Oh, right.
This whole visual is very interesting.
Tara, I kept my promise.
See the lips thing? It looks like they have super dry lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get this boy some chapstick.
I mean, they've been fighting in the goddamn
desert. He's crying. That's all the moisture he has in his body.
Yeah.
Even through those tears.
So the DLC actually makes an effort to explain this, why this happened. Which is like, I don't need an explanation. I was fine with it.
Oh, shit, oh, dude. Shit. Metaphors.
The darkness broke the chains.
Oh my god, the darkness is actually the light!
How?
What if this is a battle?
You fell to the dark?
Nope.
Damn.
Smash!
What? Oh, okay.
Now we'll get sound.
That'd be wild if that's like, whoa! That's part of the game the whole time.
One day, I will set this right.
He has like a lion nose, kind of.
He has great teeth.
Very straight teeth.
He's sharp, though.
And he says it again. Can you imagine being grabbed by the head that way?
That's what Shaq did to me, dude.
He looks like a Dragon Ball movie villain.
Like Dark Broly.
Yes.
Tara, now! Oh, this is the... Wow.
He looks like Brock Lesnar's Nobody or Darkness or what. I don't even know anymore. Because Nobody still look like humans, and so I don't know what...
See, this part is cool. Like, this music playing with, like... Yeah. I'm into it.
Okay.
This looks new.
Cinematic cutscene now.
This is pretty cool.
This is not a thing I remember happening, but now I'm sure someone's going to tell me, like, yeah, this totally happened. What are you talking about? I played this game a year ago, y'all.
Imran, if you played it a week ago, I still wouldn't blame you.
Kingdom Hearts seems a lot like Death Stranding.
What happened to me?
Or Death Stranding seems a lot like Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, like, they seem a lot like each other. Like, there's the tears. There's the drowning in water.
There's beaches.
Yeah. It's Mickey Mouse.
I didn't get that far. That's right.
And I'll be your Princess Beach.
Okay, yeah, so this would be new because this part is part of the DLC. You do get, like, the new thing was you get a battle with Xehanort Terra.
Huh.
Kevin, you little shit.
Like, Kevin's really, like, taking notes over there. He's got a couple of Word docs open.
This looks a lot prettier.
Yeah, this looks amazing.
Yeah. This is good.
That's it. This is Terra's heart.
Okay, well. I don't know.
I always love the stained glass motif for these.
It's really cool. I just wish they committed more. Like, yes. I wish that we saw more of that type of stuff.
Is there a simple answer to what is Terra?
What is Terra?
Is that Terra?
That's Terra.
This is actually Terra.
Wait. Yes.
Okay.
Good Terra.
Not the white hair.
He was like one of the stars of Birth by Sleep, which was a PSP game.
Yeah.
He just turned good, right? He was bad and they somehow beat that out of him.
He was good.
Some say he was never good.
He was possessed and then now he's not possessed.
He was possessed and then started looking. So you know how like everyone looks like Sora?
Yeah.
He looks like the bad guys.
Yes.
Like he looks like the Xehanort.
Yeah.
Xemnas.
His hair went white.
The 13 apostles.
13 apostles, yes.
See, I think it's totally possible to remake Dragon Ball Z in this art style where it's not cel-shaded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fantasizing about that now.
Yeah,
would you want that?
Yeah.
This definitely has the feeling of like a shonen anime that's like they've just been told they only have like a season left. They're like, we got to finish it. We got to just throw whatever in there.
We got to go, man.
Yeah.
The nanobiologist says in all caps, his body was possessed. His Heartless was young
Xehanort's protector. Duh.
But no, he wasn't until like 5 minutes ago.
Their hair looks
look
great.
Look after them.
I love their hair.
No, Sora, I'm going to.
I love it. Also, now the Citophile guy is like, thank you, and nanobiologist. Man, thanks. So clear now.
Downey Downerson says, I love that Imran is the lore Sherpa on this hilarious trek through nonsense.
And again, I could be completely wrong about everything.
That's the fun of it, though, man.
I'm saying, wait till we play Metal Gear Solid.
It's take what you want you out of it.
Man, I would fucking love to play Metal Gear Solid.
Dude, Metal Gear Solid, though, like...
Metal Gear Solid lore?
It has, a, like...
It's like, oh yeah, and this is the 15th time that Ocelot switched sides.
That's the boss, but she's just an AI now.
Guys, its incoherency can be described away with the
nanomachines.
Yeah. And like, if it's all one thing, then it's like, all right, makes sense. It's coherent now.
Yeah, I get it.
Nanomachines just do whatever you need to. Do they change your prototype, your personality? Sure.
Oh, do you think they'll let me play... Oh. I want to play as any of these people.
That's Kyrie, right?
Yeah, Kyrie. I think they're about to let you play as Kyrie.
This is the cutscene, but this battle is what fucked her over for the entire game.
I guess this was inevitable.
Like, it was actually, I think, Nomura's worst writing.
Now, who's this guy? Who's the orange hair guy?
Axel.
Oh, I knew that.
Who was really dope.
Yes.
And I feel like they just destroyed his character.
Yes.
Axel is Leah's nobody?
Yes.
I know things.
So you know because no, yeah, you the name
I was,
you
I was impressed. Well, I was like, yeah.
And like... Change the around letters, the letters.
Yeah.
That's how that happens.
Yeah. Good job. No, mixed.
I got it.
Yeah, mixed works.
Blessing, there will be a written assessment after
mixed
this.
Mixed,
oh, God.
M-I-X-T?
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, you were saying, I'm talking about Kevin. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, I'm one of them dumb kids. A true nobody hailing from the edge of oblivion.
Blessing, I want you to have a nobody name by the end of the stream.
I'm also a nobody hailing from the edge of oblivion or whatever you just said.
Seattle.
It's the introduction to my rap album.
We just call him Blessex.
That is a great intro to a rap album. I'm nobody healing from the edge of oblivion.
Let's get ran over here, man.
So, like, we kind of just went through a section that was the Birth by Sleep crew. And this is kind of Cage 2 crew.
No, this is a 358 over 2.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Oh, wait, no.
What the fuck?
Shut the fuck up.
That's a car, right?
Yeah, so
you just described the Nissan car, right?
The 358 over 2?
Over 12 or something. I don't remember the exact number for that. Listen, look it up for me. Look up the Kingdom Hearts DS game name.
DS? Was that not Dream Drop Distance?
No.
That was 3DS.
Oh, no, no.
I thought it was 358 time. Or time.
Everyone's saying what's 358 coded? Over 2 days.
Over two? Okay.
Yeah.
Three. Yeah, 358 over two.
Okay.
Wow.
Because, of course.
What's coded?
Coded was also a DS game that was like a puzzle platformer.
But it failed because they were like, you know what? There's only one
was
word.
Was it coded
here.
Mobile?
Yeah, it was mobile, then remade for DS.
Okay, cool.
Because coded was the bullshit Japan-only mobile game.
Yeah, but it's also somewhat important to this, too.
Because I referenced coded on KFGD as a mobile game, and after I said it, I was like, probably very wrong about that.
No, yeah, coded, then recoded for DS.
Is there anything that can happen in this story that would make you, like, you guys who, you know, kind of vaguely know the story... That would make you go, holy shit, like a big Avengers moment.
Totally. Okay. I mean, like, I feel like the moment happens. Like, there's a big Keyblade tornado and Donald Duck sacrifices himself.
If at the end of this battle, Kyrie doesn't get taken captured, but instead she, like, fights back. Because, like, the setup for this game is she's learned to be a Keyblade warrior.
To be a badass.
Yeah. They've, like, sanctified her as one, both of them, and they both get captured in, like, or she gets captured in, like, one hit. So if that happened, I'd be like, fuck yeah, you guys are actually...
God, this game is so cool.
Yes, no, it's stuff like that. Like, do you remember that? Kim, do you remember that boss fight from Kingdom Hearts 2 against Axel?
Oh, yeah.
Where he, like, basically, there's a big fire circle around you, and then a bunch of nobodies come. He's like, fuck it, let's just kill them all.
Let's just go. Yeah. Dude, I mean, in Kingdom Hearts 2, it's kind of corny to look at now, but the War of a Thousand Heartless, like, they're building up to this thing, and it's just, they start talking about it, and then you get to do it.
It's like you haven't repeated a term, and now it's like, wait.
It's like a new thing. Heartless. A new
heartless thing. Are just the little.
They're like the little.
They're the normal bad guys.
Yeah.
They're just all little over the place. Guys. But you literally fight 1,000 of them.
War of a Thousand Darkness.
The scale of that for a PS2 game felt so epic, but that's where Donald gets hit in the head with a rocket.
Yeah.
You think he dies?
Yeah. Mickey's like, I'm gonna go take care of this shit.
Donald or Goofy?
Donald.
Mickey.
No. Goofy.
Donald. Yeah. Donald gets killed. Goofy and killed in this one.
Yeah.
Who is this person that this girl is fighting?
Shion. She is the nobody of Kyrie.
Wait, there's no X in the name. Shion?
She's not one of the 13.
I think it's XION.
Kim is
learning.
Yeah,
no, she is one of the 13. What the fuck was it? I don't know. She's not the nobody. She's the heartless of Kyrie. Yeah, fuck, Naminé
is the nobody.
Yeah, the X rule falls about real fast.
Naminé is the little blonde one.
Where's the X in Naminé?
It's not there. It's fine.
Man, X is...
No, Cinephile says, no, she's not. Shion was made from Sora's memories.
Oh, right, she's a android. They go over this at the beginning of this shit.
Android! Fuck you guys. Don't ever talk about Metal Gear the same as this shit.
Metal Gear me.
She's a
heaven though. Y'all make Metal Gear sound like Rugrats.
Oh, shoot.
She's not the only android.
Downey Downerson says she is a puppet made from Sora's memories in an attempt to make a clone, essentially.
Y'all are making Metal Gear sound like straight up Hey Arnold in terms of...
I mean, in fairness, that's basically what Snake is, like, essentially.
Snake is just a clone.
Just a clone.
Totally different.
A big boss. He wasn't made from the memories. He was made from his... Well,
isn't Snake the genetic
is that working?
Product.
Like,
Snake is the well,
the imperfect clone. Liquid is the perfect clone.
Yeah, because they thought Snake was the perfect clone.
Yeah.
But then they came to realize that Snake wasn't the perfect clone. It actually was Liquid.
It was a twist.
It was Solid. That Solid was the...
Solid's the imperfect clone.
But they were lying the whole time.
They're lying to Liquid the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is really sad, because Liquid dies.
And then there's Solidus.
Who's the president?
Okay. In fairness,
that was dope, though.
Final cutscene sentences, like that final thing, thank you, Mr. President, at the end of Metal Gear Solid 1, most amazing twist. Like,
I was losing my
fucking mind.
The president, or the Patriots have been dead for over 100 years. Like, whoa, dude.
Lala,
this shit's so deep, bro.
Also, I think Troy Baker's in this game now. Someone in chat.
Wait, what?
Like,
who?
I don't know. He was just like
Donald,
like a hooded figure, like explaining. It sounded so much.
A hooded figure explaining things.
Yes.
Not in this game. No.
Imagine Donald just starts speaking in his Joel from Last of Us's voice.
But it was basically like the Higgs thing from Death Stranding, like that entire like voicing and acting and.
Is in this?
Not Higgs himself, but like that voice.
That style.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That acting. So
I want to see that.
I'm. Nearly positive. That's
Whoa!
Baker?
He just caught it.
That's Xemnas.
Yeah.
Who is Ansem's?
Nobody.
I was trying to put that in your head. I was like, Xemnas.
And Ansem is Terra.
Kind of.
But possessed by Xehanort.
And Terra.
Terra was a Keyblade wielder from
Jesus
the past.
Is that a lightsaber?
Whoa! What the fuck?
Yeah, he kind of has a lightsaber. Do you not, like, that's how I remember, are mentioning the final boss of KH2. Of, like, do you not remember how cool that was, that entirely white arena, and, like, him with all
the
lasers,
white arena.
Like, coming down?
It's been a very long time.
Man, it would be so cool if they just pan up, and it's got the blade in his head. Dude is just dead.
Nobody dies.
I like how they got, like, the sweatshirt strings. Like, I feel like usually you don't get those in this genre of video game.
So Nomura hangs out with fashion designers. Those are his friends.
Oh.
So that's why you see stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like,
they are very stylish in this game. Yes.
A lot of zips. Too many zips.
Not enough zaps.
Shout out to Square Enix for providing this game.
Yep.
How much longer do you guys want to go on this?
You can reset the timer.
I feel like we need to at least get to the Ansem Xemnas stuff.
Okay.
At the very least.
But at some point, like, if we want to do that, we actually do need to start skipping cutscenes.
Why does this person have their hood on? This
because so they're mysteries. Are their identity still a mystery for everyone right now?
Kevin, did you already eat? Oh, you guys went to get Mexican food.
Yeah, we did. It was excellent. It was a bit of an experience.
Without audio, this is so weird.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said no. I should have came with you guys.
You really should have.
Because now I'm starting to get hungry. Because I didn't eat.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so now they're in
this is
his art. I don't know what this means.
Remember when I said everyone's Sora? It, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The blindfolded Riku is still a really cool design. I wish it was.
That was the, what was that? That was the
secret
Final
ending.
Final Mix 1 secret ending.
Not Final Mix, just regular 1, but yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Were they running up the tower?
Well, Riku.
Oh, you're right. At the end of 1, it's him walking out of that lame-ass beach. But yeah. I'm talking about the one where...
No, I know what you're talking about. When they were in the world of No Tomorrow, whatever the fuck that thing was called. But it was Riku and Ventus... Not Ventus, Roxas fighting.
Yeah.
That, I think, wasn't Final Mix. I think it was just regular. Huh.
That was incredibly good.
Yes.
And that fight scene, the fact that they actually let you do it, mm-hmm. is so, so cool. The world that never was.
Yeah, it was it, yeah.
Zion. Oh, so it is X-I-O-N.
Yes.
Then a biologist says, fuck yeah, the sea salt ice cream gang. When I got to go play Kingdom Hearts 3 at the preview event, they had the ice cream.
Like, was it physical? Good? I've always wondered, does it actually taste good?
I'm jealous.
I didn't love it, but you know what? It was ice cream, so I'm not going to hate.
It was sea salt?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fire.
It's Shion, Deadly Sin 12 Shion. Says.
It's weirdly sea salt ice cream is weirdly mentioned a lot in the Kingdom Hearts series. Like, every time you meet Scrooge McDuck, he's like, I'm going to make a business of sea salt ice cream.
You think the director just really loves sea salt ice cream?
I don't know what the fuck is up with
There's no way. That's not good.
Sea salt ice cream? What is that? Salt? This sounds good in my mind
for
some reason.
You're thinking of caramel sea salt or chocolate sea salt.
I think that's why I'm thinking of it that way.
Yeah, I think it's...
Because it's just the salt part.
I assume there's sweet stuff there. It just
Yeah, it would have to be like some sort of like
Tim, was there sweet stuff
sea salt?
There?
Yeah, it was sweet. It was sweet.
It was sea salt also?
I mean, it was a sea salt ice cream.
I fucking love just how many times we're saying sea salt over and over.
What color was it?
Did you taste
blue.
Did you taste the sea salt in it?
No. I mean, yes, but it was on the sweet side, though.
This DLC brought to you by sea salt ice cream.
Was there any chocolate in it?
No.
Okay, it's like it was just sweet sea salt.
That's not the shit that this game is actually talking about, though.
It's like a turquoise color. Yeah.
I would try it. It sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'd try it. It's fucking ice cream. Like,
Dizarro says, this stream is brought to you by sea salt, the salt of the sea. Oh, God.
That's where I get hungry, bless.
Dude,
not because he skipped lunch.
Man.
Dude, I mean, I might be down to get food after this.
Sea salt or nothing.
I like how so far, our first couple of first impressions have actually been, impressions on the game. And for this stream so far, it's been 5 minutes of impressions. The rest of us, the rest has been trying to figure out what is Kingdom Hearts.
We're along for the ride.
We're along for the ride, though. I'm having fun.
Oh, yeah. This is a great stream.
Here's my thing. I'm excited to play this.
Yeah. I'm going to go home, and I'm definitely going to finish this thing. If only because I've heard the final boss is actually, really kind of a weird thing.
I'm excited about it, too.
Yeah.
I've heard some rumblings. We won't spoil anything here.
No, absolutely not.
But if they're leading to what I think they're leading to... In 2030, I'm going to be playing a game I want to play.
Did you see that announcement they made the other day that was we now have 2 Kingdom Hearts teams and the next game is coming sooner than you think? Which, at the same time, they also announced, or not at the same time, but they clarified that wasn't Prodigy Zehanort.
Yo, hold on. This is fucking cool as hell.
Yes.
Let's go, dude.
This is Roxas.
He's back, baby.
Wait.
Not Ventus.
They look similar. This is the main character from 2.
Okay.
So Sora and Ventus joined hearts when Sora was still a baby. Then, so when Sora became a nobody, his nobody took the form of Ventus, not Sora.
He became a nobody in 1 when you turn into the little...
Well, you're a heartless.
No, you became a heartless,
yes.
Yeah.
So his
but
nobody
that caused
was
the nobody to be
it's
born.
Okay.
I'm going to regret this question. Who's Vanitas?
The dark part of Ventus. He was created... That was part of what led Sora's heart to connecting to...
So essentially, it's like if they... There are a bunch of clones in this game, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how are these clones made?
Nanobiologist says...
Some are made artificially, some are made by magic.
Nanobiologist says, not 2 Kingdom Hearts teams, 2 more Kingdom Hearts teams.
Yes.
And the next Kingdom Hearts is in development already.
I bet one of those is a Switch, story so far kind of port.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think 4, or whatever they end up calling next Kingdom Hearts game, Birth by Darkness, Light fan, is... Probably a PS5 title.
Birth by being awake.
Negative world.
C-section.
Dizarro says, I've watched enough. Don't try to convince me this makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It adds up. No, it's just silly.
It makes sense in the way Dark Souls makes sense of, like, I don't understand this while it's happening, but I'm going to go to a wiki after and read all about it.
Yeah, I've done that many times, and I still don't get it. You know what I mean? The amount of the story so far videos that I've watched, some of them being 5 minutes, some of them being 3 hours, countless. Countless blessing.
Do you still get, like surprised or shocked, or like,
yes,
you get hype when like moments happen?
Oh yeah,
story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
At least if you understand on that level,
there are get hype moments for sure. It's just they're too few and far between, especially across how many games they've been.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Visually, I love Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm. It looks real nice. There is a Pirates of the Caribbean world in this game that like they put on a realistic shader that actually looks amazing. Like,
it does.
I kind of want to play the entire game that way.
Collect all the crabs.
Yeah. Oh god. I need to go back, and part of the platinum I'm gonna have to do is kill 200 ships in that world.
Oh,
and I think I'm at like 50.
No.
A lot more.
That's a lot more, yes. And they're not fun. It's not like Assassin's Creed style ship battle.
Oh, that's too bad. Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've killed so many of them.
Oh, man.
Was this scene in the previous game?
I don't think so.
Because this is her actually being competent, and I'm like, if I noticed this happening, I would have been hype as hell. And I'm pretty hype as hell now.
Oh no. Resist it, Kyrie!
Fight back!
Have you played as Kyrie yet? Or did I miss?
No.
No? Okay.
She is in this DLC. And like a big complaint of the main game is Nomura did her real dirty.
Mm.
Who?
Nomura is the director.
Oh, I see.
He spent a long time building up Kyrie as this big thing, and then, like, she basically just gets captured in one hit. So this has never happened, because you played through this as Sora.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume they're going to let me play through this.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
This is the time travel bullshit.
Yeah.
Wait.
Did the dude just time travel?
It's not time travel as much as...
Oh, fuck yes. Okay, maybe not go for him first.
Uh-oh. Kuraga. God, I fucking love the music in this game.
Yeah. Okay, he is kicking my ass super hard.
Woo!
Oh, but thinking of you.
What's thinking of you?
Oh shit, team up attack.
What are you saying, Axel?
I'm gonna actually go back to my original save file.
Oh, dude, let's go, man!
That's cool. Whoa.
Okay, yeah, this is the kind of shit I want.
Yeah, I want way more of this, and I wish this was in the original game.
Oh, you know what?
Dude.
Do you know fucking what? He's playing like a Kingdom Hearts 2 Sora. He has reversal.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's freaking cool!
Yeah.
I love how much HP they have.
Yes.
Just bars after bars after bars.
Oh, I didn't mean to do this again. I meant to do
you again.
Yeah.
We have a little berserk meter at the top.
That's, God, what was his name? Oh, I can mash attack while we're doing this.
Yeah, not about just saying. So Roxas plays like Valor form from KH2.
Oh, that's super cool.
Dude, this is awesome.
Okay. But that is the kind of thing I want for this, of like, we're changing up this scene you didn't like.
Yeah. Rain's Man says, Axel gets to do something. I'm tearing up. This is beautiful.
Yes. Because they did him real dirty, too. They spent, like, he trained for weeks in, like, the essentially the equivalent of the hyperbolic time chamber.
Oh.
Of like, it's a year in real, or however long you spend there, but.
Now you're talking words I know.
Yeah, I understand that reference.
We're all fucking nerds here.
Is the, I'm not going to ask.
It means key.
Oh.
It's not an X. It's
a K?
It's XI,
oh.
Which is pronounced as key. That's what, four walk-offs?
Oh, I she got her X.
Nanobiologist says, Kevin, it was a pocket dimension made by Merlin.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I really thought that X was for
don't
Xehanort.
Even know what he's talking about right now.
Wait.
Here, flashing back to...
I was going to say, these are all from Kingdom Hearts 2.
And that one was from... This is from the DS one.
I love that they're keeping all the same graphics.
Well, so they updated everything for the HD remasters.
Story so far.
Yeah. Oh.
So they have, like, remastered the DS cutscenes and all that.
Yeah, but the DS game was the only game that wasn't playable. It was, like, only cutscenes. Yeah.
Which, I mean...
It's fine.
Yeah. That game didn't play great.
Which one was that? Recoded or...
That was 358 over 2.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This is the connection we needed.
I'm mad that that is a, what, a KI? Or a what?
Key.
Key.
It's like
I, which
XI. Yeah, so
it's the worst.
Yes,
the worst.
It is actually the worst. It was that was the part of Birth by Sleep where I was like, no, fuck off. Like, you don't get to do that.
What is happening?
We need a reason for Sora to get back up and to be able to.
Yeah. I like that we can just kind of add into the team, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, this is the kind of endgame style shit I want.
Whoa, whoa.
No. Oh. So this is how this scene originally played
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Kairi, fuck him up.
You're a Keyblade master.
Yeah, but he's just, got her by the Keyblade.
But just fire
got
rocket.
Her by the Keyblade.
Fire rocket into his stomach. Like, right there.
For you.
I honestly just want to see Axel do more cool shit, though, so, like... Is it going to be, like, a Sub-Zero Emissary thing? No, I have to play Sora. Or, no, I guess...
Oh, oh, cool.
Let's do Roxas again.
It's cool that they let you choose going through it, like, and being able to switch off,
yeah.
too.
Like I said, it reminds me of Subspace Emissary.
Can you imagine if we got a new Subspace Emissary?
Oh, my God. We were so close.
We were so
like,
close.
Like, super close with World of Light.
Like, World of Light is just, it's insanity.
Yeah.
Put into
yeah.
a video game where they're just like, all right, it's going to simultaneously be so much more and so much less than
yeah.
Subspace ever was.
Oh, man.
Like, the world map of World Light was so great.
Super
like,
cool.
When you go to, like, the Donkey Kong Country area.
Yeah, oh,
just,
my God. When you go there, when you
so cool.
get, like,
the Street
Zelda's,
Fighter world.
So
the Street Fighter
real cool. All that stuff's great. Like, where, yeah, where the planes, like, go into the different countries. Like,
yeah.
that's so cool. But then, like, what you're actually doing is just the lamest thing, especially once you get, like, a couple of high-powered spirits. You're just like, all right, I guess
yeah.
I'm just button mashing.
You just auto-equip a lot. But I still love, like, I love the spirits for... all the different references.
Yeah.
Like, the
yeah.
collecting of them and being like, oh, snap, they actually included, like, a last story character in here.
Or like, just trying to figure out, like, what they did to make the spirit battles unique
yeah, yeah.
to the character.
Like, all that
yeah.
stuff I thought
that's
was, like,
cool.
super well done. Like, the actual act of equipping them is, like, whatever, but I really liked how that stuff kind of, like, I really liked the creativity in making each of those battles mean something to, like, the characters. Like, oh, here's a wave race character, so we're going to do... whatever to
yeah.
make this battle a wave race.
Mm-hmm. I wish there was more cutscenes though.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. It sucks that there were only like two or three cutscenes.
And they were cool. Like
yeah.
especially
yeah.
the
yeah.
opening one.
I but like yeah. that all the characters look alike. It makes it easy to not know what's going on.
I know people want to see cutscenes, but if we want to get further, we have to, because that is a long one.
Yeah.
she said. You know what I mean?
So happy that we have Kevin here. Ramirez the Gem says, Tim is Greg's nobody.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
God, I get so little of that joke for how much we've talked about it.
I just need to follow the hearts of two more.
Then man, imagine Subspace Emissary with Sora in it.
I'm in, man.
Right? Yeah. Like,
I'm in,
think
dude.
How cool a Subspace Emissary would be now with all these different characters.
When I went back and had to do the last two boss fights, I was like, you know what makes sense to have fight Darkon as Joker and fight Galeem as Hero?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, that'd be sick.
That makes thematic sense.
Yeah. I miss it, man.
I don't know why I'm saving, but just in case.
Yeah, I got screwed with the spirits. I don't have them all anymore.
What happened?
I missed two events.
Oh, shit.
I missed the Tetris event and the Daemon X Machina one.
Okay.
Mm. And I thought they were going to add them with Banjo, but they didn't.
I think they'll circle back. They'll circle back around at some point.
I'm hoping.
There's an Astral Chain one going on right now.
I got that.
Oh,
really? All of
those. Yeah. Oh, I got to do that. I love Astral Chain.
One of the things they did add with this DLC is that Scala Ed Kalem is actual world now.
Wait, what?
The Scala Ed Kalem, the thing where you go, where you fight him.
Oh, okay. Dude, so his voice is awesome.
I think he started speaking in another language. I didn't understand a word he said.
His voice is now Christopher Lloyd, so.
Yeah, Xemnas took her. Settle down, boy. It's Sora.
How long is this stream been going, Kevin?
An hour and 11 minutes.
And we've not actually, like, we've hit newish content?
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, I feel like with the amount we played, I think we got to some cool stuff, though.
Yes.
Like, letting you play as the multiple characters and the way that they did it with the cutscenes, I'm like, all right, I'm into this.
Yeah.
This seems better than KH3, which I'm like, cool. Is that worth $30? No, not necessarily.
Like, I think
can just YouTube a lot of this.
If they release a KH3 with the DLC integrated later, I think that's the version to get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's this DLC called again?
Re:Mind.
To remind the audience, this game is provided to us by Square Enix.
It's true.
Nice.
I say we wrap the stream soon.
Okay.
Hold on, this guy looks interesting.
Let's do one more fight of
I'm
some
kidding.
Sort.
That was a joke. He does it. Oh, we heard voice there.
Yeah, the battle voices are fine.
Oh,
I'm also super powered, so this is going to be real quick.
Fuck, see, this stuff's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
But what's cool about it?
Like, the visual.
Yeah, it's just dope.
That's why I've loved everything visually that I've seen in the stream. Like, everything looks cool. I don't understand it, but I like how it looks.
And I like how we just spend the last, like, 45 minutes setting up, like, oh, here's all the good guys together. Now it's like, here's the bad guys together.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
That's what I want the next Avengers Endgame to be. It's all the bad guys.
We'll get it,
coming
man.
Out of portals.
Everyone is here.
Yeah.
Everyone is here. Get fucked. I like how Ultimate Form is white.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
That's a thing that's going to get clipped out and taken out of context.
Don't tell me.
Where's the enemy? Okay.
Another thing I don't like about KH3 is the ride mechanics, like mm-hmm. the magic carousel and shit.
What
it's
is
like, it's not Disneyland rides, and it should be. It's like, cool, there's the teacups. That's great. But then it's like, oh, there's also a pirate ship. Disneyland doesn't have a pirate ship. None of the Disney parks have a pirate ship.
Isn't there a pirate's ride?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a pirate ship, like, not the ride that, like...
Okay, you want
like
it to be the actual thing.
Which is what they do.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
There needs to be, like, 5 to 10 more of them. Because, like, at some point, I'm just like, I'm not going to use this anymore.
It's just... The animation's annoying.
Yeah.
And they're also not that useful.
Yes. I'm doing more damage just wailing on them.
People say, like, Peter Pan has the flying boats. I know that. Like, there are boats But they don't have the pirate ship ride that does the flips that is used in this game.
Wait, is it like a full 360? That it's
yeah.
Like, is that safe?
Like,
could they
ships?
Have, yeah. Like, could they? I mean, could they have that as a ride, like the full 360?
Have ship? You not done that before?
No, I've only done like the halfway. Like,
oh yeah, no, there's ones that go all the
really?
Way.
Really? Oh, that's scary.
That's awesome.
Oh, that sounds terrifying. Disneyland is in Anaheim.
Disneyland's in Anaheim. Yeah.
Okay, I've never been.
Have you been to any Disney park?
I went to Disney World probably like twice as a kid, but like it's been so long ago that I don't remember anything.
We'll
about
have to
it.
Fix this.
Yeah,
we'll have to fix this.
I gotta go to Disneyland.
Uh oh. True end.
That's we might as well use it.
Yeah.
Aw, oh, dude. Was that supposed to represent the seven princesses?
Probably.
The light or whatever. We got so far from that. That KH1. Much simpler times.
Yes. That's it for princesses. I can't skip that. I just want to see what's after this mm-hmm. fight. Because like that's where they can reasonably change everything. And ends in darkness.
Holy shit.
No, I haven't used the Oathkeeper at all.
Oathkeeper's such a dope name for a weapon.
Yes.
It is.
But overused, you know what I mean?
Oathkeeper?
Yeah.
Where else have you heard it?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, see, I haven't watched Game of Thrones.
Right.
There we go.
All right, so now let's see if anything changes for... I think we're going to get the Ansem cutscene first. So we'll skip.
I feel like you're taking a risk there.
Now they're loading something. We'll see.
Or it broke.
They got something going. They're cooking.
Thank you to Square for providing this game.
Nah, it was too soon. What's this dude's name?
I
gotta
set the clock, though.
This dude's name is Zehanort.
This is Zehanort.
So when you hear about someone getting Norded, they get possessed
is
by
Norded, is that like... Do they say Norded in this
they
game?
Do not.
Okay.
It is a fan creation.
What's with his ears? Like, I don't want to make a big deal about it. They're just different than mine.
Honestly, do you want to know the real reason?
Yeah.
He was based on Leonard Nimoy.
Oh.
Like, that was... They were inspired by Spock when they designed him.
Okay.
That's cool.
That makes sense. God, like a one-sentence answer. That's crazy.
For some bullshit.
Yeah. There's no, like, wiki entry for why Zehanort's ears are elfish.
Darkness and Light's final clash.
Is there a name of the meme where it's like the pic, like two pictures, and one of them is like a girl that's like this, like about to explain something, and the other is like of like her mom or something that's like on the couch, like, you know what meme I'm talking about?
No,
I've never seen this. I need to see it.
It's like when you're trying to explain something that's like
what,
wild.
What are you trying to tweet out?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. I'm just trying to tweet out a meme. You know, chat knows what I'm talking about. Where's like.
So that's no! What
it's like an older lady.
Oh,
like,
shit.
She's like
light.
In a blanket.
A like glass.
And then the other girl is like trying to explain something to her.
Wow, he was really late. Like, did that girl just die?
Yes. Much of this DLC is about trying to figure out a way to save her. But they're specifically like, yeah, you can go look and see what you did wrong, but we can't go back and change it.
This is what I'm talking about.
I've never seen that.
Wait,
I've never seen this meme?
I've seen the right picture individually.
Wow, that's shocking.
Get him, Mickey! Get him!
Bless you. You slacked it to me? I want to see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I got to download. I'm going to download
it. Just slack it to assets.
King Franchise says, so is this guy the big bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he Anort?
Yeah.
But then kind of not really.
What?
They've not met Maleficent.
The remaining hour of this game changes Big Bads again.
Wait a minute. The moon heart?
Yes. That is Kingdom Hearts. That is the titular moon.
Whoa.
Kevin looks to me like for clarification of like, is he fucking with me?
Whoa, look at his keyblades.
Yeah. It's two keyblades stuck together and create, like, the keyblade design honestly is fucking on point.
Cesaro says, is he the nobody of Pete from Goof Troop? No, but Pete is one of the,
yeah,
the main henchmen.
What are they doing in this game? Yeah, Pete and Maleficent are spending this entire game just like fucking off looking for a box.
Yeah, what the fuck? I don't even remember that. Like where that paid off.
It doesn't. Like okay, the intro to this game is like Zigbar looking at them looking for the box.
Remember Zigbar, Kevin?
Of course. Classic. One of the 13.
Oh, the half points.
You know what's always been weird to me is that like how everyone in the game treats Donald, Goofy, and Sora as if they're not like the biggest badasses ever.
But like they've done a lot.
Yeah, like they solve pretty much every problem.
You see what he said?
in this world, they solve every problem.
And that is when you finally broke Blessing.
Hey. Donald uses Zeta Flare, which is a thing in Final Fantasy that no one can actually use.
Oh. All right, I think that we should wrap up here.
Before we do that, there's a nanobiologist, another thing he's just shouting at us. It was given to be protected by Lux before the Keyblade War.
The box, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this has been our first impressions of the Kingdom Hearts 3 Re:Mind DLC. Let us know what you think in the comments below. Thank you for putting up with the lack of voice acting. And if you think that Andy should leave Kind of Funny to become a voice actor, let us know in the comments below as well. Also, shout out to Square Enix for providing this game. Until next time, see you later.